Seniors are now more than ever battling extreme isolation due to the coronavirus. Many of them have lost their daily activities and programs that help them socialize. But luckily, there is a hotline seniors can call in times of need. It's called the Friendship Line, and it's for non-emergency emotional support calls. It's part of the Institute on Aging, and it's been getting more and more calls as the pandemic and social distancing continues. We're joined now by the founder of the Friendship Line, Dr. Patrick Arbour. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're very welcome.
So the Friendship Line is described as a warm line for non-emergency support. What inspired you to create this hotline?
Well, we began the program back in 1973, and it was in response to what was then called the San Francisco Commission on the Aging. And they were concerned about the high rates of suicide among older adults in the San Francisco Bay Area. And they were concerned when they contacted traditional suicide prevention centers that calls from seniors, despite the fact they had very high rates of suicide, were not commensurate in terms of calls received. I was working at a traditional center at the time, and I was studying aging, and they asked me if there was another type of intervention that we could create, and we decided to create a friendship line, which was more of an opportunity to create a conversation with older adults.
And now, because of what's happening with the coronavirus, on average, are you seeing a lot more calls?
Definitely an increase in calls. And what we're seeing in March, and we're anticipating in April, our calls are going to be increasing to about 800 per day rather than the between 500 and 600 that we saw in February. And of course, that has prompted us to do a lot of changes because of the need to have that 6-foot physical distancing. We've had to create a different type of system where our volunteers and staff are answering the phones remotely.
So who is on the other line? It sounds like volunteers, but are there healthcare professionals too?
The backbone of Friendship Lines from the very beginning, we relied heavily on volunteers. And as you know, years passed, we've also had to increase professional staff as well to deal with the tremendous increase in calls. Our volunteers are trained as well, and many of them are retired social workers, you know, retired therapists.
Can you share what kinds of things people are calling the hotline wanting to talk about?
What they're wanting to talk about is how frightened they are, that they are scared when they see these statistics about deaths due to the coronavirus, and approximately 65% nationwide are people over the age of 70 that have underlying health conditions.
Because, you know, there is the social distancing and the challenges of working remotely, what can your volunteers do for the people who are calling during this time?
Well, our wonderful volunteers are very willing to express their empathy and compassion and a listening ear. One of the things we know about older people is that they often wind up not having anyone with whom they can talk to in a very real way. So our volunteers are trained to really, you know, rely on a very basic communication skill, which is active listening.
Dr. Arbour, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Dr. Patrick Arbour is founder of the Friendship Line. It operates 24 hours a day, and that number is 1-800-971-0016. I'm Devin Katayama. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.